Thank you, Mr. Chair, for giving me the floor. The United States is deeply concerned over the continued reports of air-delivered incendiary weapons being used in areas near civilians and civilian infrastructure. We call on all high contracting parties to Protocol 3, who are parties to those conflicts, to abide by their obligations under Protocol 3, and we call on those states not yet party to the CCW and its protocols to consider becoming parties at the earliest opportunity. In addition, we expect all parties to armed conflicts to comply faithfully with all of their obligations under IHL. The United States does not support amending Protocol 3. Any focus on Protocol 3 should be towards encouraging high contracting parties to comply with their obligations under Protocol 3, and states not party to the CCW and/or Protocol 3 to become party to the CCW and consent to particular prohibitions and restrictions related to the use of incendiary weapons near concentrations of civilians. The United States believes that Protocol 3 defines the term incendiary weapon properly, and that the scope of Protocol 3 should not be amended to include weapons that are not primarily designed to set fire to objects or to cause burn injury through flame and heat. In the U.S. experience, we think Protocol 3 is a valuable and effective part of IHL, particularly with respect to its obligations that have been accepted by the United States. Since its inception, we generally have not seen the types of cases that gave rise to Protocol 3, that is, the aerial firebombing of parts of cities that caused great widespread destruction and harm to the civilian population, particularly during World War II. We believe that it has adequately contributed to norms related to the use of incendiary weapons. Although some high contracting parties, including the United States, have expressed deep concern about reports of air-delivered incendiary weapons being used near civilians, we do not think it's productive to proceed upon an assumption that all the reports are 100% accurate. Thus, the views and questions posed by the Swiss non-paper do not change our fundamental views. We do not think there is a need to conduct an in-depth evaluation of its implementation, nor is there a need to discuss whether Protocol 3 offers adequate protection, much less for combatants, as the non-paper seems to suggest. Accordingly, at future meetings, discussions of Protocol 3 should take place under the topic of status of implementation of and compliance with the Convention and its protocols. We believe that is appropriate, as it has been in past years, rather than a separate topic agenda, much less to begin discussions by an informal meeting of experts. Thank you.